What's going on, everyone? This is Steve Larson. You're listening to Sales Funnel Radio.
Welcome to Sales Funnel Radio, where you'll learn marketing strategies to grow your online business using today's best internet sales funnels. And now, here's your host, Steve Larson.
All right, you guys. Hey, I wanted to walk through you real quick, kind of a cool realization. I was sitting with Russell and he and I were chatting, kind of catching up. And we both had this little aha, like, huh, moment. And I love that because he and I both do that. We'll be sitting there and be like, huh, oh, that's interesting. Like, we should incorporate that or this or whatever, right? There was another experience. This is usually what would happen, okay? As someone would get an idea, oh my gosh, we should do some kind of offer like this, right? People go run around barefoot, shorts and t-shirt up on whiteboards, and we just start drawing out the idea, right? And then usually what happened is Russell pretty much has the equivalent of an elephant brain when it comes to marketing. He does not forget anything. It is amazing. It is brilliant. It is incredible. It blows me away every single time. It's amazing to watch. And he'll sit there and be like, wait a second. There was an email headline or subject line that I saw. Actually, no, you're right. It wasn't the subject line. It was the second line down on the left. There was a certain, what did he say? It was a certain phrase. It was back in, that was in 2004. Oh my gosh. And he'll go and he will find it. It's incredible. I mean, you talk about funnel hacking. That guy knows how to funnel hack like crazy. And part of the reason why, and so we were sitting there and he was asking how my numbers were going, asking how stats were going, and back and forth. And it was a ton of fun, you know, to go through and kind of catch up back and forth. And really, really fascinating, because I was going through and I was telling him, he's like, so are you like running Facebook ads? I was like, yeah, but I found someone and they're fantastic. They're amazing. I actually think I'll interview that person here shortly on this this podcast, so you guys can hear some of the strategy, which is amazing. And I want to tell you more of the story of how I found that person, because it's pretty remarkable. but it's going really, really well. I told you guys, what was that, like a couple episodes ago, I told you guys the stats, you know, where it was like $3,000 in, but $42,000 in revenue. I mean, that's like crazy, ridiculous. I mean, that's not some noob ad strategy going on there. That's some straight up ninjery, and we haven't even really turned it up yet. So anyway, so that's going really, really well. But I was talking to Russell, and he's, you know, he was going through these one of these scenarios, and he's like, I couldn't remember where this thing was, and I remember it was back in 2004, and it was this email line, a subject line, and like that happens like at least weekly, at least. So usually a couple times a week, where he'll do that, and he'll go back. I mean, he has an elephant brain for marketing stuff. It's amazing. It is amazing. And I was talking about it, and I just said, you know what's fascinating is how, I mean, I certainly have commented about that before, but I was like, it's amazing how well you do that, man. I mean, seriously, it's amazing. You know, and I was like, you know what it is? It's pretty fascinating, because I think, he's like, I was like, you have an obsession over Dream 100 strategy. And it was like, yeah, you know, duh. But a lot of people have asked me, like, Steven, are you the one running your Facebook ads? Just follow me for a second. And I was like, no, I don't want to learn how to do Facebook ads. Like, are you serious? Like, yeah, that's not for me. That's not the highest leverage activity for me to go master that. I want to stay on the funnel building peak, right? I want to stay on that as much as I can, the most cutting edge stuff at all times. That's where I want my expertise to lie. I've never seen anybody climb two peaks at once, right? Find your thing, say no to everything else, right? That's how you get really good. That's how you become an expert. Say no to everything else except for that one thing, right? So I was like, okay. So, and it's interesting because I've certainly been tempted to go learn. I know I would be good, probably Facebook ads. There's probably, just like everything else, just like funnel building, there's a system, there's processes, there's formulas. As soon as you learn what those things are, you know how to manipulate them and tweak them and gain the edge on everybody else in the market, right? It's the same thing with funnel building, right? So I was like, I know I could go learn it, and it's been tempting for me to, right? What I wanted to do is I want to walk through real quick three different traffic sources that I'm focusing on right now, and the ones that I'm saying yes to and the ones I'm specifically saying no to, okay? Facebook traffic strategy changes pretty much daily, right? Not I want to say strategy, but policies, procedures, right? What'll get you kicked out? What'll get your account banned? What'll get you buyers? What'll get you, you know, pinged for doing weird stuff. You know what I mean? Like, that changes on such a regular occurrence. I don't want to keep up with it. That's its own expertise, its own skill. So I outsource that. I don't try to learn that. Okay. And that's exactly what I brought up. You know, what Russ and I were realizing is that, dude, you know, what's fascinating is that your ability to say no to learning these traffic sources is what has made you learn Dream 100 stuff, which has made you your elephant brainness. That is what has actually helped him know and be like, oh yeah, I can funnel hack this person who did this 10 years ago. And it was on this one headline on this one book. And then he'll run out to the book case, and then he'll start rummaging through books, and no joke, in 5 minutes he'll find that specific line on the page from 10 years ago that he read it. And it's a brilliant. It's brilliant because he has spent time to master his Dream 100. He has spent time, which is really like Dream 700, okay? Meaning he knows their products, he knows their sales tactics, he knows their techniques, he knows their specific offers, how they get, you know what I mean? All right, the whole game is figuring out what you sell and how you sell it, but he has done it done so well because he also knows what others are selling and how they sell it. He doesn't just know his own what and how, he knows their what and how, right? And he knows their business so well that when he needs, he's like, oh wait, there's a great headline that sold something similar to that 10 years ago. And he does that on such a regular basis. It's because he said no to learning and keeping up with the paid traffic area. He outsources that. The only traffic source that he spends tons of time in is this Dream 100 one, right? Well, there's another one as well, okay? So this really... Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go higher, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode. Three traffic sources that I'm getting traffic from right now. And I have two of the three turned on. Okay. Number one, right, which is the one that everyone runs to, and that's not a problem. But for me, it just kind of keeps the doors open. It's not so much the one that blows out the doors and makes all the money. It's paid ads, right? Which might mean Facebook, might mean YouTube, might be whatever. Okay. But number one, it's paid ads, okay? I would do paid ads. I'm not telling you not to do paid ads. I'm telling you that when you leave it only to that, usually you can do well. You can make a ton of money, which is great, which is awesome. But the ones that like really knock it out of the park, they also will include this Dream 100 strategy where they get someone else with a huge list that you'd love to sell to promote your thing also, right? If they got a huge list, you go out and you're like, hey, look, you're already in possession of this massive list of people. Will you please come promote my thing also, right? So number one, paid ads. Number two, Dream 100, a list of people who already have the people you want, and you just get them to promote, and you do a little joint venture with them. And then the third traffic source that I never really considered until I actually launched my own webinar, which is going to sound stupid, but it's true. Like, as one of the ones that has made a lot of money, is publishing itself. Number one, paid ads. Number two, Dream 100. Number three, publishing. Right? Number three, publishing. That's a lot of long-term, long play style traffic, but it gets really consistent, which is awesome. And it's free usually, right? Depending how you do it, right? The other, like Dream 100 stuff, that also can be long-term as far as the relationships go. And they're kind of knock it out of the park styled ones. And then paid ads, that's its own beast. You gotta, you know, it can be its own expertise based on the traffic source and what it is you're trying to actually learn. And so I don't try to go learn that because I want to stay in the actual funnel side itself. You know, the traffic is the beginning of the funnel, but I want to learn, I want to stay in the actual funnel world itself and stay on that peak. And anyway, I hope that makes sense. So make sure you've got all three is all I'm saying. Now, turn them on one at a time. And the safest one to turn on first is publishing. Okay? Just go start publishing. Go start publishing. Right? And Russell's obviously an animal at that. I'm super stoked. I've had a lot of my friends, because I've been podcasting, get inspired and go start their own podcast. And they'll get deals on the very first episode that they push out. It is amazing the brand authority that comes to you when you start publishing. And it's not hard. Right? If you've never done it before, that's the only price you have to pay is to learn how to do it. And that's it. Right, and if you're like, Steven, I don't know how to do publishing, go listen to episodes 60 and 61 of this podcast, and that's how I do all my publishing, okay? And I keep it real simple, but I syndicate it all over the place, and I keep it, and I batch it, okay? I batch the content, I record a whole bunch at once, and then they get dripped out, not even by me, right? Anyway, so that's the whole thing I'm trying to say. So number one, I'm still trying to publish like an animal. So in regards to the actual webinar that I'm doing right now, okay, the actual webinar I'm doing right now, I need to make sure that I'm publishing about it. I need to make sure that I've got Dream 100 stuff going out about it. And I do. And I've got a whole bunch of packages. I'm still shipping packages out. I've got packaging material all over my office right now. And then the third thing is the paid ads. Paid ads and publishing, right? Those combination together, that's what's blown it up. That's why I did 80,000 in the first month, which is awesome. And going on into February here, I mean, the numbers are still holding true. I mean, so we're starting to figure out where those ads are. Now we start turning them up, actually turn up the actual sources and things like that. So, and then that third one though, Dream 100, that's the one that I'll be turning on here as soon as I actually finish the product, which should be very, very shortly here. And kind of, I have a strategy for how I roll these products out, which is awesome, which makes them, which is why they get, this is why they do so well, honestly. It's the way I roll them out. That third traffic source, Dream 100, that's the next one. So I'm going out and finding people who have huge lists of MLMers, you know, and whether or not I reach out to them or they reach out to me, back and forth, they're on my list. And I mean, we're getting $7 earning per click right now. I mean, that's crazy. If someone has a big list, like they're going to make some money, you know what I mean? So that's what I'm doing is I'm going out, I'm trying to find those people who want to do a webinar just with me, with just their audience. I'll do that with them. People who go, you know, people that want to maybe create more of a relationship. They're like, hey, I love your stuff, but let's vet you out for a while. That's fine. There's some people that just want to do it. And they're like, hey, this is great. And then there's other people who want to develop more of a relationship first. And there's other people anyway. And that's what I've been doing right now. So anyways, that's kind of the three traffic areas that I've been focusing on right now. And it was just interesting to realize as Russell and I are sitting there together that it's the focus and the complete obsession over just Dream 100 that has made him, it's one of the things that made him so good. Because paid traffic strategies change basically daily, right? All the little tricks, all the things. Funnel stuff does too, but it has more to do with human psychology, and that really doesn't change that much, you know what I mean? So while some of the funnel strategies will change or update or things like that, to me, learning specifically about sales and marketing itself is the higher leverage activity. It's the activity that pays more than just learning a single traffic source and building an agency off of that. Anyway, that's all I got for you guys on that one. So go figure out what those things are. Publish, that'll get you traffic, especially if you're documenting your journey of you creating your thing or launching your thing or whatever it is, whatever is next coming up. Dream 100 stuff, that's kind of the long-term play. That for me, publishing and Dream 100, those are the only two strategies for traffic that I even care about. Facebook ads, outsource that. And I'll definitely get that individual on here soon so you guys can hear some of those tactics and strategies. So, because they are just freaking killing it. All right, guys, talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Sales Funnel Radio. Please remember to subscribe and leave feedback. Want to get one of today's best internet sales funnel for free? Go to salesfunnelbroker.com/free funnels to download your pre-built sales funnel today.
Bye.